Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back once again to Coffee Break French. It's lesson 70, and in this lesson, we're going to be doing something that learners tend to find quite difficult in a foreign language, that is, making a phone call. So you'll be learning all the words, the useful vocabulary that you need for making a phone call, all the standard phrases, and also we'll be picking up on some grammar points too. We hope that you find this lesson of Coffee Break French useful. Now, as last week, we're going to start by looking at some basic vocabulary, which we'll then put into phrases, building phrases from the language that you already know. The word for the telephone in French is le téléphone.
Le téléphone.
Le téléphone.
Le téléphone.
And the telephone number is le numéro de téléphone.
Le numéro de téléphone.
Now, if you've got to dial a phone number, then you use the verb composer.
Composer.
So that's like composing the telephone number. Composer le numéro.
Composer le numéro.
And another couple of verbs associated with the phone would be, obviously, téléphoner.
Téléphoner.
To telephone someone or to phone someone. Téléphoner.
Téléphoner.
And a more regular word for phoning, to call. How do you say to call?
Appeler.
Appeler. Now, appeler is one of those tricky verbs because there are some spelling changes in appeler. Let's go through them just now. How do you say I call?
J'appelle.
J'appelle, yeah. I think you were starting to think that that sounds a bit funny because you're not saying je m'appelle.
Yes.
Yeah. So I call, when it's not a reflexive verb, not I call myself, but I call is j'appelle.
J'appelle.
How many P's?
Two P's.
How many L's?
Two L's.
Yeah, that's right. J'appelle, two P's, two L's. How do you say you call?
Tu appelles.
Tu appelles. And how many P's and L's?
Two P's, two L's.
Two P's, two L's, and an S in the end. Tu appelles.
Tu appelles.
He, she, or it calls. Well, he calls would be?
Il appelle.
And she calls?
Elle appelle.
And how many P's and L's?
Two P's, two L's.
Yep, any S's?
No.
Correct, okay. So we've got j'appelle, tu appelles, il appelle, elle appelle, we call.
Nous appelons.
Nous appelons. How many P's and L's?
Two P's, two L's?
No. It was going so well there, Anne. Two P's, but one L. Nous appelons.
Nous appelons.
Listen to what happens with the E in the middle there. J'appelle, tu appelles, il appelle, elle appelle, nous appelons.
Nous appelons.
So the E that was very much L in the first three becomes an E. Nous appelons.
Nous appelons.
And it's that kind of E that's almost swallowed and hidden. Nous appelons.
Nous appelons.
Okay, so depending on where you are, that will sound slightly different, but nous appelons, nous appelons.
Nous appelons.
So one L now for the nous form. The vous form would be?
Vous appelez.
Très bien. How many L's?
Two P's, but one L.
That's right. Vous appelez. A-P-P-E-L-E-Z. And then they call.
Ils appellent.
Ils appellent. How do you spell it?
Two P's, two L's.
That's right. So it's that same pattern. The je, tu, il and elle form is the two P's and the two L's. The nous and the vous form changes to one L, but still with the two P's. So moving on with some other items of vocabulary, perhaps you might want to leave a message. Un message.
Un message.
So to leave a message, laisser un message.
Laisser un message.
Okay, let's now start to think about some of the phrases. To ask someone what is your telephone number, then you would ask, quel est votre numéro de téléphone?
Quel est votre numéro de téléphone?
Now, quel is an interesting word. Literally, it means which. Quel est votre numéro de téléphone? It's spelled Q-U-E-L here because we're talking about le numéro. Le numéro being masculine, so quel in the masculine form, Q-U-E-L. If it were feminine, as in quelle maison est-ce qu'on va acheter? Which house are we going to buy? It would be Q-U-E-L-L-E. But here we're talking about masculine things, so what is your phone number is...
Quel est votre numéro de téléphone?
And that, of course, is for asking someone whom you don't know. If you're asking a friend, what's your phone number? How would you say that?
Quel est ton numéro de téléphone?
Okay, now we're going to start talking about the kind of words and phrases that you need to actually make a phone call in French. How do you say hello normally, Anna?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Now, you don't say bonjour on the phone in French. Instead, you say... Allô?
Allô?
And make sure you sound very French. Allô?
Allô?
Listeners in the UK, I'm sure, will remember the television series Allô, Allô?
Allô, Allô?
But if you say Allô, Allô, then you sound a little strange. So just say Allô once.
Allô?
And then to say who you are, you can simply say C'est and then your name. Allô? C'est Marc.
Allô? C'est Anna.
Okay. Now, someone may ask you, qui est à l'appareil?
Qui est à l'appareil?
Now, l'appareil is literally the apparatus. So, who is at the apparatus? Who is speaking? Who's on the other end? Qui est à l'appareil?
Qui est à l'appareil?
Or alternatively, you could say, c'est Marc à l'appareil.
C'est Anna à l'appareil.
Exactly. So, if you want to ask if you can speak to someone, how would you say, can I speak to Mark, please?
Est-ce que je peux parler avec Mark, s'il vous plaît?
Très bien. Est-ce que je peux parler avec Mark, s'il vous plaît? You could say, est-ce que je peux parler à Mark? But as we've said before, in French it's perhaps nicer to say to speak with someone rather than to speak at or to someone. So, est-ce que je peux parler avec Marc, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce que je peux parler avec Marc, s'il vous plaît?
Now, if Marc or whoever you're phoning happens to not be there, then you would probably be told, désolé, il n'est pas là.
Désolé, il n'est pas là.
Okay, now it's often the case when you're phoning someone that you might be told, oh, hang on a moment, or just a moment, or please hold, or something like that. In French, there's a very common phrase that's used in this situation, and it means don't quit, don't stop. Ne quittez pas.
Ne quittez pas.
Ne quittez pas.
Ne quittez pas.
Now, let's think a little about that phrase. Quitter is the verb to quit, to finish, to end. Quitter, Q-U-I-T-T-E-R. And when you say ne quittez pas, then you're using the vous imperative, the command form. Ne quittez pas. So it's EZ there. Ne quittez pas.
Ne quittez pas.
And in more formal situations, you may hear patientez, s'il vous plaît.
Patientez, s'il vous plaît.
So literally, be patient. patienter?
Patienter.
Or even, voulez-vous patienter?
Voulez-vous patienter?
So literally, do you want to be patient? Voulez-vous patienter?
Voulez-vous patienter?
Now, if you've dialed a wrong number, then there is another phrase, another expression that you'll use in French, and that's using the verb se tromper.
Se tromper.
Now, we've come across this word before, because when we spoke about it, we also mentioned that there's a very similar verb that's se tremper, which means to get wet. Whereas se tromper is to make a mistake. Now, what we need to think about is the fact that we're going to say, I have made a mistake. So which tense will we be using?
The perfect tense.
Mm-hmm. And it's the perfect tense of a reflexive verb. So what's our auxiliary verb going to be?
Être.
And what else do we need to remember?
That I am feminine and you are masculine.
Yes, but there's something else grammatically we need to remember in there. And that is the reflexive pronoun.
Oh, okay? Yes, of course.
So, I have made a mistake. Je
me suis trompé.
Très bien. Je me suis trompé. And so, I would spell trompé, T-R-O-M-P-E acute. And you would spell it?
T-R-O-M-P-E acute E.
Okay, so, I made a mistake. And you can actually say, I made a mistake with the number or of the number. Je me suis trompé de numéro.
Je me suis trompé de numéro.
So, if you were phoning someone and you realized you'd dialed the wrong number, how would you say, oh, I'm sorry, I've dialed the wrong number?
Désolé, je me suis trompé de numéro.
Très bien. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, one final thing here, and that is, if you are told, il n'est pas là, désolé, il n'est pas là, so he's not here, or elle n'est pas là, she's not here, and you wanted to say, I'll call back, then we're going to do something interesting here with the verb appeler. We're going to stick an R on the front. So appeler becomes rappeler. So from rappeler, we're going to make the expression I will call back. And that's actually using a tense that we've not really done so far. We've come across a few phrases here and there, but really treated them as items of vocabulary. I will call back needs the future tense. And although we're not going to explain it at the moment, we'll be covering it in the next few lessons, I would like you to concentrate on this particular formation of the verb. Je rappellerai.
Je rappellerai.
Okay, so we've got the full infinitive in there. Rappeler, and then we're adding in AI at the end. Rappellerai.
Rappellerai.
Okay, so just remember that for the future tense, we're going to add things onto the end of the infinitive. And that will help us when we come back to the future tense in a few lessons' time. So, I'll call back. Je rappellerai.
Je rappellerai.
Okay, so to practice all this language, what we're going to do is put it into a dialogue. And Anna and I are going to take on the roles of a teenager, that's me, believe it or not, and I'm phoning my girlfriend, and my girlfriend isn't in, but her mother is, and her mother is going to be played by Anna. So have a listen to this conversation, and then we'll go through it again and make sure that you've understood everything.
Allô?
Allô, c'est Marc à l'appareil.
Ah, bonjour Marc, ça va?
Oui, ça va très bien. Je peux parler avec Julie, s'il vous plaît?
Ne quittez pas. Ah, désolé, elle n'est pas là en ce moment.
À quelle heure est-ce qu'elle reviendra?
Je ne sais pas. Elle est sortie avec sa sœur.
Pouvez-vous lui dire que j'ai appelé?
Bien sûr.
Merci, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Okay, so let's now listen again to this conversation.
Allô?
Allô, c'est Marc à l'appareil.
Ah, bonjour Marc, ça va?
Oui, ça va très bien. Je peux parler avec Julie, s'il vous plaît?
Ne quittez pas. Ah, désolé, elle n'est pas là en ce moment.
À quelle heure est-ce qu'elle reviendra?
Je ne sais pas. Elle est sortie avec sa sœur.
Pouvez-vous lui dire que j'ai appelé?
Bien sûr.
Merci, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Okay, so, obviously, the mother begins by saying allô, meaning hello, and I say c'est Marc à l'appareil. So, Anna, what does that mean?
It's Marc on the phone.
Yeah. So, the mum says, ah, bonjour Marc, ça va?
Oh, hello Marc, how are you?
I say, oui, ça va très bien. Je peux parler avec Julie, s'il vous plaît?
Yes, I'm very well. Can I speak with Julie, please?
Yeah. And then the mother says, ne quittez pas.
Hold on.
Yeah, now she's saying ne quittez pas. She's using the vous form to me. Perhaps she's just trying to be polite. If she was using the tu form, she would say ne quitte pas.
Ne quitte pas.
Okay, and then she comes back and says, ah, désolé, elle n'est pas là en ce moment.
Sorry, she's not in at the moment.
Yeah, en ce moment means at the moment, at this moment. En ce moment.
En ce moment.
Now, my next question is a little more complicated. I say, à quelle heure est-ce qu'elle reviendra?
What time is she coming back at?
Yeah, revenir is the verb to come back. And I'm actually seeing here, elle reviendra. And that's another example of this future tense. À quelle heure est-ce qu'elle reviendra?
À quelle heure est-ce qu'elle reviendra?
Okay, again, don't worry too much about it. Just treat it as an item of vocabulary just now. Now, the mother says, je ne sais pas.
I don't know.
Okay. Jumping back to last week, can you remember how to say, I don't know what's wrong?
Je ne sais pas ce qui ne marche pas.
Okay, je ne sais pas ce qui ne marche pas. Or, I don't know what's happening.
Je ne sais pas ce qui se passe.
Good, well done. Okay, let's come back to the phone conversation now. I don't know. She went out with her sister. Elle est sortie avec sa sœur.
Elle est sortie avec sa sœur.
Now, I then ask, can you tell her that I have called? This is tricky. Because I'm asking, can you? which is a phrase that we've come across thousands of times. Can you is?
Est-ce que vous pouvez?
Est-ce que vous pouvez? Or just?
Est-ce que tu peux?
Uh-huh, right, if we're using the tu form. But we can also say pouvez-vous in the inversion, or just vous pouvez and raise our voice. So it's the verb pouvoir, can you? And I'm asking, can you say to her? And the word for to her in French is lui, lui.
Lui.
So can you say to her, pouvez-vous lui dire? Can you tell her, can you say to her, pouvez-vous lui dire?
Pouvez-vous lui dire?
So can you tell her that I have called? Pouvez-vous lui dire que j'ai appelé?
Pouvez-vous lui dire que j'ai appelé?
Très bien. Now, appeler, which tense is that? Que j'ai appelé?
The perfect.
Because there's a part of avoir and the past participle. And just remember that the past participle of appeler works like the nous and the vous form in the present tense. It's just got the one L. Pouvez-vous lui dire que j'ai appelé?
Pouvez-vous lui dire que j'ai appelé?
And the mum says, bien sûr. Of course. And so I say thank you and goodbye. Merci, au revoir. Okay, so we're going to listen to the conversation one more time. Have a listen and see how much you understand now that we've gone through each of the parts of the conversation.
Allô?
Allô, c'est Marc à l'appareil.
Ah, bonjour Marc, ça va?
Oui, ça va très bien. Je peux parler avec Julie, s'il vous plaît?
Ne quittez pas. Ah, désolé, elle n'est pas là en ce moment.
À quelle heure est-ce qu'elle reviendra?
Je ne sais pas. Elle est sortie avec sa sœur.
Pouvez-vous lui dire que j'ai appelé?
Bien sûr.
Merci, au revoir.
Au revoir.
So, hopefully now, making a phone call in French won't seem quite as scary. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.